Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, coach, your team's coming off of a big weekend sweep over the Minnesota Gophers 2 weekends ago. You had a bye week in between. What was the emotion like on the ice this last 2 weeks for practice?
Pretty good, Kelly. I think as coaches, we probably would have rather played the next weekend just to you ride that momentum and just go right into the next series. But you know, the schedule is what it is. So we gave them the Monday immediately afterwards off, and they had the Saturday off on that weekend, and we've had a real good week of practice. It's been intense, and the girls have been focused, and it's been a good pace throughout. So we feel good about what we did the last couple weeks, and we're anxious to get going tonight.
Do you think the players even realize the magnitude of those two big games against the top-ranked Gophers?
I think at the time, they were pretty excited, but I thought they did a pretty good job of we got back, realized it was over. It was obviously a big weekend in terms of getting some points, but they realized that, certainly there's a long way to go, and that next practice it presented an opportunity to get better as a team, and that's kind of the way they approached it.
This weekend you take on North Dakota, a team Bemidji State hasn't beat since 2011. I know these two teams have always played in hard-fought battles. What do you expect to see with your team playing as well as they are this season?
Probably something similar. Again, North Dakota is a very, very good team. They're very well coached. They have some outstanding individual players. Good goaltending. It's going to be similar to what we've faced the last two times out against North Dakota, or I'm sorry, against Wisconsin and Minnesota. Again, highly skilled players on the ice. We're going to need to do a good job defensively again. And when we get opportunities, hopefully we can take advantage of them. We got to realize it's a 60-minute hockey game, but we got to be ready to play right when that puck drops.
These two teams are so similar statistically. You mentioned goaltending. I know special teams numbers are pretty much the same. What sets your team apart from North Dakota?
I don't know if anything really sets us apart. Certainly we're coming in off, like you mentioned, a real big weekend and where we got those 5 points. And on the other hand, North Dakota's coming in winless in their last five. So just the mindset maybe is on each team's a little different. But, again, I think you can probably throw all that stuff out the window now. The history of these two programs is that it's been really, really competitive. North Dakota's had the upper hand the last 3 years. The programs have played in the playoffs, I believe, the last 2 years. So there's certainly for our upperclassmen, there's a lot of familiarity, and they realize, how good North Dakota is and how tough it's been to beat them. Hopefully they pass that on to the younger group. And our point to them is we need to be on our A game tonight. We need to have that same kind of passion, the same kind of effort we had the last time out to give ourselves a chance.
I know in the press conference earlier this week you mentioned that there have been some common opponents, obviously Minnesota being one of them, and North Dakota had a rough weekend against the Gophers, where your team, on the other hand, did just the opposite. Do you even look at how and compare, how your team in North Dakota has played against common opponents?
No, I don't think so. That can be kind of dangerous because certainly every team is unique, and a lot of times it's not who you play but when you play them. So you never know. Players could have been out of lineup. Players could have been sick. So for us, we just need to really, focus on our own game and do what we need to do to be successful. Hopefully how we've played the last four games against Wisconsin and Minnesota will hopefully give our girls confidence to realize that, if we play this way, it doesn't matter who we play against, we're going to have an opportunity. We're going to have a chance.
Taking a look at your lineup tonight, any changes from two weekends ago?
Huber's back in the lineup. She'd been out. She missed the Minnesota series. So to have Christine back is great. And Aaron Dieters is back in the lineup as well. She'll be backing up Britt tonight. Otherwise, we just made a one change. Cicely Nelson is playing with Hannah Moore and Christine Grenier on a line. But the lines themselves will, I'm sure you'll see changes as we normally do throughout a game. But certainly good to have those two back.
Special teams has also been very strong for your program, just as well as it has been for North Dakota. What have you worked on to get ready for special teams this week?
Well, we've really stressed it because we feel special teams could be the difference in this series. So Our penalty kill's been outstanding all year long, Coach Amber does a great job of preparing the penalty kill for what each team is gonna try to do, and this week was no different. We spent a lot of time on working on what we think North Dakota will try to do, but our penalty kill is very veteran group. They've all been doing it for a while, and what's been impressive to me is how they can adapt to what our opponents are trying to do. So, if it is something new, they're smart enough to realize exactly just what they have to do. And ultimately, your goalie has to be your best penalty killer. And certainly if Britt continues to play the way she's playing, that's going to help. And we've told our power play that they could be the difference. And again, if we can get one, if our special teams can be plus one at the end of the night, that's going to give ourselves a chance. So, we've worked hard on trying to get pucks to the net and creating traffic going to the net. And so we'll see how that works out today.
You coached at East Grand Forks High School for the girls there, and of course, not very far from UND. While you were there, do you have a chance to watch a lot of UND women's hockey?
I saw some games. As an athletic director, your weekends are always busy. So if I wasn't coaching my high school team, I was usually either at a boys' high school hockey game or a basketball game or a girls' basketball game. So, I tried to watch when I could, when it worked out on a Sunday. They'd be on TV at times. So, Brian was always really good when I was as a high school coach. He would always reach out and their staff would come to games, and they offered to do stuff with our program and other programs in the area, trying to promote girls hockey in the area. So a lot of respect for Brian and just what he's done since he's been the head coach there. So again, we know we're going to be going against a very, very good opponent today. And so, I have some familiar with certain players that are on North Dakota, but again, we got to focus on what we need to be successful, and I can't worry about those individual players. Hopefully, they'll do better after this weekend than they do this weekend.
I was just going to say, I noticed Leah Jensen is one of those players, a junior out of East Grand Forks. I'm assuming you coached her?
I did, yeah. I had the good fortune of coaching Leah for 4 years, and just an outstanding hockey player, great skill. She's our the all-time leading scorer in our program history. She had well over 200 points, and she was just a lot of fun to coach.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.